This goes to Troy Novak, N-O-V-A-K-P-A-C, fax 989-583-1914. Regarding Theodore Hoffman, H-O-F-F like Frank, M like Mary, A-N like November. Date of birth, April 5th of 1933. Dear Mr. Novak, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Hoffman with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was October 26th of 2021. He has lost 5 pounds since his last visit, and his creatinine, which was checked on the 23rd of this month, has made a marked increase. It's gone from 2.5 and 2.6 last year up to 3.5, and it's never been that high before. His only current symptoms are bilateral leg weakness with very poor exercise tolerance and severe fatigue. He has no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no changes in dyspnea. He does have dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest, no cough or sputum production, no edema or claudication symptoms. And he is taking oral iron for chronic anemia and does see Dr. Akkad for that also. Medications. Medication list is reviewed and is unchanged from previous visit. Physical examination. Weight is 179 pounds. Temperature 97.2. Pulse is 79. Blood pressure 127 over 65. In labs, the most recent lab studies were done February 23rd, 2022. And, of course, the creatinine was markedly worse, 3.5, when the previous levels last year were 2.5 and 2.6. And he hasn't ever been 3.5. His calcium is 8.4, sodium 148, potassium is 5.4. Carbon dioxide, 22. Albumin is low at 3.1. Hemoglobin, 9.7 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. His iron was 75. The percent saturation is normal at 37. The ferritin is on the low side of normal at 53. Hemoglobin A1C is 6.4. And his current estimated GFR is 17. Assessment and plan, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with a marked increase in creatinine this month of unknown etiology. He has weakness and fatigue, weakness in his legs, but he does not have any edema, no other uremic symptoms, no pericarditis, no signs of fluid overload, and actually he does have a weight loss. The patient's going to have lab studies done again in a week. He will follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he'll be rechecked in this office in the next 2 months. We did mention that these levels, if they stay at 3.5 creatinine of 17, EGFR of 17, that we will need to start discussing dialysis. The patient and caregiver verbalized understanding. It's Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.